The Death of a Soldier by Louisa May Alcott. Read by Karen White. As I went my rounds with Dr. P, I happened to ask which man in the room probably suffered most, and to my great surprise, he glanced at John.
Every breath he draws is like a stab, for the ball pierced the left lung, broke a rib, and did no end of damage here and there. So the poor lad can find neither forgetfulness nor ease, because he must lie on his wounded back or suffocate. It will be a hard struggle and a long one, for he possesses great vitality, but even his temperate life can't save him. I wish it could.
You don't mean he must die, Doctor.
Bless you, there's not the slightest hope for him, and you'd better tell him so before long. Women have a way of doing such things comfortably, so I leave it to you. He won't last more than a day or two at furthest.
I could have sat down on the spot and cried heartily if I had not learned the wisdom of bottling up one's tears for leisure moments. Such an end seemed very hard for such a man, when half a dozen worn-out, worthless bodies round him were gathering up the remnants of wasted lives to linger on for years, perhaps, burdens to others, daily reproaches to themselves. The army needed men like John, earnest, brave, and faithful, fighting for liberty and justice with both heart and hand, true soldiers of the Lord. I could not give him up so soon, or think with any patience of so excellent a nature robbed of its fulfillment and blundered into eternity by the wrath.